none of us are going to solve any pressing problem in society by ourselves, you know, from issues that we're having with climate change to, you know, global water shortages to any number of issues. Like money was a motivator for sure and still is. It's a big motivator. I think we're talking about networking and relationship building, but the biggest and most important relationship that you ever have to build is the one with yourself. I'm an entrepreneur. I like read this article about you and I want to work with you or work for you for free is what I essentially offered. I would like to catalyze solutions to as many different problems as possible. It's not enough to listen to this podcast and continue living life the way you were before. Like you have to be a changed person after listening this, or you wasted your time and I wasted my time and Peter wasted his time.
Hey guys, and welcome back to the I Love Success podcast. Our mission is to help 10 million people in 10 years to achieve their dreams. I can't do it myself, but let's do it together. Help me by being the best version of yourself and do something with your life. And I know I always talk about this 10 million people and 10 million that, but the most important thing for me right now is you that are listening to this. And if you can get at least one tool today to improve your life, both me and today's guest will be super grateful. So kick back, relax, because now I'm going to present this week's amazing guest. I'm actually meeting with the guy that was crowned the most connected millennial by USA Today. He's given multiple TED Talks, published two best-selling books, and became the go-to marketing and development consultant for numerous venture-backed startups and Fortune 500 companies. The coolest part, he did all of this before he was even old enough to drink. Let's welcome the cool guy, Jared Kleinert.
Yo, yo, yo. What's up, internet peoples?
How are you, Jared?
I'm good. How are you doing at home listening to this, first and foremost? And then how are you doing, Peter?
I'm amazing to have this opportunity to turn off social media, my phone, and just connect with another human being for about an hour and share deep, honest conversations. For me, it's been life-changing, and I'm super grateful that you are here today. So let's thank Pear, who connected us first of all.
Yeah, thank you, Pear.
And then I just want to get right into it and ask, who's Jared really as a person?
That could be an entire episode, you know, but for someone listening to this at home, I am someone that has built my entire brand, built different companies, written books, been able to speak at places like TED and TEDx, all because of other people. And so what I hope we cover a little bit and what I spend a lot of time both teaching and then having people actually experience is how to connect with others, how to build a world-class network, and then leverage all that access, leverage all the different ideas that you can get from other people to accomplish whatever it is you want to do. And more specifically, I want you to think about, you know, at home, think about what problem you're passionate about solving in the world. So obviously, Peter has this really lofty and ambitious goal. He sees a problem behind that goal, and by solving that problem, he can help 10 million people, and he can have sort of this cataclysmic or catalytic effect on people living better lives and having healthier lives and wealthier lives. And so, you know, I like to think about what problems I'm passionate about solving, and then who do I need to surround myself with in order to level up myself, and then also to get resources, get introductions, get the opportunities that I need to solve those problems and you know, create the life that I want to live. So, you know, at home or at work, wherever you're listening to this, as long as you're not driving and you have a free hand to type something on your phone or write on a notebook, I would write down, maybe even hit pause if you need to, you know, just write down what problems you're passionate about solving. And then, you know, then we could start having a conversation about who do you need to meet in order to solve those problems, and who do you need to be in order to meet those people, and how do you, you know, leverage those relationships once you get access to those sort of people. But I spend a lot of my time thinking about that, and none of us are going to solve any pressing problem in society by ourselves, you know, from issues that we're having with climate change to, you know, global water shortages to any number of issues. Like, all those problems are growing exponentially in nature, and then there's an exponential number of problems to solve. So I actually think the work that I do is sort of a existential crisis avoidance mission. And I'm not alone, you know, right? Like, we're, a lot of us are working on really big problems. And I, you know, if I can help a few people work on those problems together more effectively, then I feel good about what I'm doing.
Yeah, no, I love that. And be aware, you're only 23 years old. You're talking like a really wise old man. So you've had a lot of time to think about this. And I,
because I've hung out with a lot of wise old men and women. So
that's awesome. And I want to get into much more of that and how you got started with this, if it was any pain points in your life, which it usually is. But let's start coming a little bit earlier. I listened to an interview when you were talking about your introvert. And then right before you came, because I had a couple of minutes, I also listened to your one of your TED Talks. And you were so amazing at speaking. You had memorized this speech so perfectly. And can you just talk about your journey from being introvert to becoming the person you are today, which is a connected person, not afraid of taking contact? So what type of inner work did you have to do, and how did that get started? What type of pain point did you have in your life that made you change?
Yeah, so I connected with myself at, you know, in my teens that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I wanted to be in business. So that was a decision I made based on, you know, things that I was conscious about and things that I was probably unconscious about, you know. And we talked about some of this already. I wanted to achieve some of the financial success that some members of my family had while avoiding some of the other, you know, hardships or challenges that they had. I wanted to have success, not just, you know, money-wise, but also relationship-wise, health-wise, et cetera. So I consciously chose to go into entrepreneurship and started my first business at 15. After that one failed miserably, I realized that if I want to be better at business, I needed to surround myself with better thinkers and experts who could point me in the right direction in terms of what softwares to use, resources to use, just how to do this business thing. Okay. And then you have to sell. You have to convince people to work with you. You have to talk to people. And so a part of it was a conscious effort to get more and more skilled at talking to people and meeting people. And then I think part of it was just getting more reps. You know, so if you're an introverted person and then you go into business and you have to start selling and go into conferences, you're naturally going to get better at this. And even like we have my friend JC in the room who's Meeting on the Minds member, who you met. You know, she was awful at public speaking at the beginning of being in Meeting of the Minds, but by necessity, like, she's had to get up in front of the room at our masterminds time again, and she just keeps getting better at it. Yeah. And it's something that I know she's proud of, and she's cringing that I'm talking about her right now. But no, she's been doing a phenomenal job, and JC is super outgoing. Like, JC is one of the more connected people that I know, and it's a skill set, and I'm sure you have a similar, like how have you been able to do it? Because you also have a second language that you've had to develop. And
I mean, for me, what I'm trying to get out for me was completely different. I was a chubby kid. I didn't have any friends. I wanted to attract women, and I think that's how everything started for me. And then when I realized I got to work on myself, and I did that through my martial arts. When I got some success there, it gave me confidence to go out in the world. And then a couple of years ago, when I felt I've reached a certain level of confidence, I decided to go after the things that I want and ask, you know? And that's why I've asked you to come on the podcast. I've asked people like Ryan Serhant, like Olympic medalists. And most people say, yes, all you gotta do is ask. But it's easy to say, just ask, because you need to reach a certain level of confidence, at least for 3 seconds, you know, just do it. For example, if you want to talk to an attractive girl or reply to a post or whatever it is, you got to find that little short courage. And it's easy to say when you're in that moment. I've practiced it. I have a lot of reps now, but for people listening now, they might be they might feel that they're in a position in their life that they never feel that they have been successful in anything. And I don't think that's right. But if you think it might be like that. So let's talk about meeting of the minds, because I know that's something that's very important to you. And I had the honor of attending one of your events in Hollywood Hills a couple of months ago, and it was an amazing experience. Can you just talk, why did you decide to start that? What is it? And how are you going to grow it?
So we just dropped the knowledge bomb that the number one way to build a world-class network in record time is to surround yourself with super connectors, right? Super connectors are the secret. And so where do you meet as many super connectors as possible in the shortest amount of time as possible? It's at mastermind events like Meeting in the Minds. And so the way I curate these experiences, I'll bring together anywhere from 25 to 50 diverse, successful super connectors and subject matter experts that are, you know, founders of seven-figure businesses, or they're authors, or they're world-renowned architects, or they're, you know, financial services experts, or they're former global executives of Fortune 500s. Just these like very diverse individuals, and first and foremost, they're all good people, right? Like they're high integrity individuals, and then they just so happen to be really fucking good at something. And then they're also understanding of the fact that they can't go it alone. And so they're interested to offer value to other people, to show up and hang out with people that are like-minded in certain ways about collaboration and about wanting to work with other people and around the value of being connected. But then they're also like they're understanding that, you know, we need to put our ego at the door and, you know, get help from all the other people in the room too. And so that's what happens at Meeting in the Minds. You know, I and my team, you know, we curate these very diverse rooms of people, and we have an alumni network with people that don't show up at the meeting but are still accessible to all of our minds as we sort of initiate them in how we do things and how they should interact with people. We always start the experiences off by doing certain facilitations that teach you how to be better at networking and relationship building, and not by telling you it, but by showing you how to do it. And then we start leveraging the trust and intimacy in the room that we're very actively and quickly creating in order to solve problems in each other's businesses. And so if someone has the goal of, you know, reaching 10 million people, okay, well, how do we take it? How do we make it so that it's going to take you 2 years to accomplish that instead of 10 years? And what are the big problems that you're faced with currently? Or, you know, if that's the opportunity ahead of you, how do you capitalize on it in the most effective way? And so we've had people find new business partners at Meeting in the Minds. We've had people save tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars through a few tweaks in their business. We've had people, you know, launch new products. We've had people redefine marketing positioning or marketing teams. We've had people, you know, take ideas or best practices from one industry that is not common in their world and actually, you know, be innovative by applying it in a new way. There's all these points of value that people get from attending Meeting in the Minds, but it comes with being open to being in that environment in the first place and understanding that that is, if your network is sort of the hack to accomplishing your goals as quickly as possible, and then super connectors are the secret to building a world-class network in record time, then these mastermind communities are like that's like, you know, steroids for building your network.
Yeah.
Hopefully you haven't used steroids in your athletic career.
I did not. I was tested a couple of times. It's actually really hard to pee after you competed for a full day. So we had to stay a couple of times very late on these competitions.
Oh, wow.
It's like a very interesting note that people don't know. It's actually really hard, and it has to be a certain amount of density or yellowness in the pee. So that's pretty difficult. And someone has to take a peek, you know? So it's kind of interesting, but I've always passed, and I've never even.
But these steroids are legal as an entrepreneur, as a business owner. We can legally and willingly join mastermind communities and be in these rooms and be in these networks. And so, why wouldn't you take advantage of it? And I, you know, I have studied all the other mastermind groups. Like, you know, from Genius Network and Joe Polish to like Lewis Howes has a mastermind group. There's dozens of them, and the sort of part of the masterminds are sort of a phrase and a activity or grouping of people that was sort of originated from Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich. And so a mastermind could be as simple as talking to friends on a weekly or, you know, monthly basis and sort of being open to helping each other accomplish goals. What I'm talking about with Meeting of the Minds is something that's more structured and highly curated. And so mastermind communities like Meeting of the Minds tend to have anywhere from $12,000 to $100,000 per year price tags to join. And then they'll do trial pricing to maybe get you in the room to experience it the first time or to get maybe like a 3-day session out of it. So like our pricing is like $3,000 for a trial membership and then $12,000 for an annual membership, which is on the lower end of our of this spectrum. And as we grow, you know, we'll raise our fees. But that means we're attracting a certain caliber of individual who can make that investment, wants to make that investment willingly, and can get a positive ROI from it. And so those people are individuals running, you know, small businesses, you know, seven figures is sort of what we go for. We have some members that are running maybe $250,000 per year, like solopreneur practices. So they're like an individual coach, consultant, author, speaker, online course creator, and they're doing, you know, a few $100,000 a year for themselves, which is awesome. Those we attract a few of those people. We have a lot of members who are running millions of $5 million per year businesses. And then we have occasionally someone that's like a CEO of an 8-figure business or like co-founded a 9-figure business. And that's great too. But we're really looking for someone that has built those businesses themselves. They're bootstrapped business owners, didn't take on outside investment. They are at a point where they can willingly and you know, are able to make that financial investment and know the value of making that investment in terms of accountability and skin in the game and sort of making it known that they're ready to show up and level up. And then because they're already proven in the marketplace, you know, by having that sort of business success, we know that they have a high integrity product or service to some extent. And then I ask them additional questions and hang out with them to see if they're a high integrity person and if they can, you know, hold up their end of the bargain by joining Meeting of the Minds. Then we're in there when they're in this room with all these other like superhero-esque individuals. One idea could be the spark for like a marketing tweak that generates tens of thousands of dollars, or like one introduction can turn into client work that is tens of thousands of dollars. Or, you know, like it's easy to get the ROI when you're like at a certain level, and when you're willingly looking for it, and you're wanting to provide value to other people. So it is a very niche environment. It's not for everyone, but yeah, I would definitely advise that everyone join a mastermind group or create one. And so if all you can do right now is, you know, find 3 to 5 like-minded friends who want to invest in themselves and sort of tap into that personal development world, then get on Zoom once every week or once every month. So you don't even have to be in the same, you know, city or country. Yeah. You can just decide to sync up and say like, hey, what are you working on? Like, how can I help you? Like, here's what I need. And you could create your own structure. And then if you are at a certain point in your business and you want to sort of outsource all those connections and all that curation and the facilitation behind deepening those relationships as quickly as possible, and you want someone, you know, whose entire business is to get you an ROI and to help you grow your network, then find a mastermind group like Meeting of the Minds that you can subscribe to. And so there's all different, you know, camps of thought leadership there. You know, our group attracts people that are, you know, again, bootstrapped business owners. I like to think that we attract visionary entrepreneurs. So people that aren't just in business to have a nice lifestyle business, but people that really care about how their industry is changing or have an idea for how their community should grow or, you know, want to truly change the world and not just talk about changing the world. And we have people that are like world-renowned architects, as I mentioned, that have like these master plans for how cities should be built in the future.
That guy is amazing. after doing the Meaning of the Minds that week, I mean, what you're doing is incredible. So thank you, first of all, for doing that.
Yeah, thanks.
But I mean, talk about that guy. I came home. I remember telling all my friends, my ideas feel so small now. There was one guy that wants to change how we build cities and how we change the landscape of giving more to the world and take, like, I was blown away. And for me, it just gave me that, you know, little spark of, we can do a lot of things if we really want to, but we need to get out there. When you meet people with big ideas, you get motivated. At least I do. I'm like, if he's going after that, I gotta go after what I want. Because what you said, we're so lucky. I mean, we're sitting here. It's an amazing day outside. We're talking. The people that are listening, you probably have an iPhone or a computer. You're so lucky just to be able to use
that. Yeah, you got enough free time to listen to a podcast. What's up?
Yeah, right?
So, or you're so productive that you can listen to a podcast while driving or running or working, maybe.
Yeah. I have two more questions to you, Jared. And then I'm going to let you go out in this beautiful sunny day. So the first thing is...
Do you think I should let him ask me these questions at home?
Yeah, I think these
You're listening to this and you're like... Okay, I guess he can ask those questions.
These are the...
He's the host, after all.
So the first one, when did you lose your virginity?
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding.
16, yeah.
No, so the real question is, I want you to imagine you're 87 and you're sitting in a rocking chair maybe, or overlooking the ocean, or you're in just a favorite spot, and you just reflect upon your life. What do you want to see and have happen to be able to say... This was a fucking good run.
I would like to feel like I catalyzed solutions to problems. And I know that if I dedicated the rest of my life, you know, so 87 minus 23 is 64, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. You know, if I spent the next 64 years tackling one specific problem, maybe I'd get a crack at it. Like if I took global water shortage as like my problem that I was going to spend the rest of my life solving, maybe I'd take a crack at it. I might solve it, but then that's just one problem. And so then there's all the other problems. Like maybe we would have been killed out Terminator style, like 30 years into that 64 years, and all that work would have been for nothing. And so instead, I would like to catalyze solutions to as many different problems as possible. And if I can nudge, you know, multiple communities, multiple experts, multiple meetings of the minds into a more positive direction, then I think that would have been my contribution. And so that comes in a few different ways. It can come in inspiring as many people as possible to level up and to figure out what problems they're passionate about solving, to figure out what their passions are, to understand that they have the responsibility to level up and to act with this information. It's like, it's not enough to listen to this podcast and continue living life the way you were before. Like you have to be a changed person after listening this, or you wasted your time and I wasted my time and Peter wasted his time. So like you need to step up your game. And if I can help, as you know, millions of people, or you know, that number doesn't matter. Like if I can help as many people as possible act on their passions of life, and then the second part is unite in solving big pressing problems. Capitalistically, I'll be doing really well at 87. Like I probably my life would probably look like Richard Branson-esque, or you know, the deal maker type, where I'll have like hundreds of different businesses solving problems in all sorts of industries, and probably catering to the same people that I'm inspiring. You know, so I would love to have had built this massive business empire. And if it's all under the same brand, like Virgin, awesome. If it's more of like an investor model where I'm investing in the solutions of all different problems and that's how I build wealth, then that's cool too. Yeah, to be determined how that actually gets done. But you know, capitalistically, I do have interest in building those that empire and you know, I do believe fully in business as one of the main vehicles for solving problems. But it also doesn't have to just be me. Like, I would love to have connected founders of very important, you know, businesses and institutions, and connect politicians to each other in a more meaningful and effective way, and connect, you know, establish as many meetings of the minds as possible. Like, Meeting of the Minds is a mastermind group, yes, but it's also a theory of problem solving and collaboration and curation that I would love to get in the hands of influential people. And so I want to make as many people as possible influential, which means like chasing after your passions in life, leveling up to the point where you have influence. And then I want to work with those influential people to talk with other diverse influential people to solve problems. And so if I can do that philanthropically, if I can do that capitalistically, if I can do that, you know, within communities, then I'll be enjoying life at 87. Boom.
And the last question, Jared, is something that I ask all my guests, because we're all about taking the things that we learn and putting it into action. So I want the people that actually listen to this to do something with their life right now. So what would be the first thing they can do when they're done with this podcast to get started a little bit on their dream or their passion?
Call your mom and say hi, or call your dad. Aw. No. I would send a cold email to that first or that next super connector. And so that, you know, if you listen to this, it requires doing a lot of work before you actually send that cold email or send that cold call or, you know, cold approach someone at a conference, or send a cold DM or whatever medium you want to do. You can make a video on YouTube and tell someone to like respond to you. I've seen that work, and a few friends have done that, to reach out to Tim Ferriss or Carly Kloss or whatever with some success. But I would challenge you to do that maybe by the end of the day, or if you're listening to this super late at night, then do that first thing in the morning. And so that's going to require you to, again, think about what problems are you passionate about solving? What resources do you need in order to solve those problems, both self-education and sort of insights, but also the individuals you're going to need and the subject matter experts you're going to need to solve those problems, your meeting of the minds. And then think about the person or type of person that is going to have access to as many of those resources as possible, because that person is a super connector. And if you can build a relationship with that person, they'll accelerate the ability for you to get what you want, you know, exponentially. So then you have to think about what's the best way to connect with that person. How can you be valuable to them? And how are you going to showcase that value in a way that respects their time? How are you going to make it easy for them to say yes to your request or to a next step in talking with you and having a relationship with you? If they don't respond right away, it's up to you to either, you know, follow up a few different times or level up and become better, so that when you reach out next time or when you get a warm introduction, things go better and you're ready to capitalize on that relationship. Because that's the thing too, like, you know, just because you get access to someone doesn't mean you're done. You know, you got to be able to do something with that access. And so it's great that you were able to ask people to be on your podcast, but if you didn't then produce the podcast and get it out into the world, and that's sort of a useless ask.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot that will happen if you cold email a super connector that you admire and that solves some of the problems that you currently are faced with. And so if you do that, I would love to hear about it. Please email me. You could use me as one of the super connectors, and I openly welcome you to do so if you're doing everything we just talked about. So feel free to email me.
Yeah, what's your email?
My email is just my first name and last name at gmail.com. So jaredkleinert@gmail.com.
Awesome. Jared, thank you so much for taking this time.
You got it.
To share. It means a lot to me. And
thank you, listener. And yeah. And do call your mom.
Yeah.
She wants to hear from you.
Yeah, and I think it means a lot to you that have been listening to this too. And as I told you so many times, my mission and my passion is to help as many people as I possibly can. and I can't do it myself. So if you like what we are doing, first of all, go to my website, ilovesuccess.co, and sign up for our newsletter. I'll give you a couple of free chapters of my book, which is about goal settings and finding that path to what you really want. And we have a whole bunch of different tools. We have a library of interviews with the most amazing people in the world. And also share this episode with someone you think can benefit from it, because that's how we grow. That's how we can help more people. And you know, as they say, go fast, go alone, go far, go together. So let's do this together, guys, and have an awesome day. Bye-bye.